are back. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. With me, of course, John Kelly. He is a licensed insurance. They're a fiduciary firm. And John is also president of Kelly Financial Services. So, John, one of our favorite parts of the show, we get to hear from folks who listen to the radio program and then send us some emails because they've got questions. And let's dig right in. We've got Christy in Park Ridge. She says, I'm leaving my current job to start with a new company in a month. I have a pension with my current company and basically have three options to consider. I could start taking a pension now. I could defer it and start taking a higher amount later, or I could roll it over into an IRA as a lump sum. Which option usually makes more sense?
Well, Christy, to be honest with you, we'd have to sit down and take a look at it. Generally speaking, all three of them options are good. It's just depending on what your summary plan description says from your former employer. So you want to get the options from them, and then we'll sit down and we'll do the numbers for you. Sometimes it makes sense to take a lump sum. The problem when you start taking payments usually just covers you or your spouse. In a lot of situations when you pass, nothing goes to the kids. By taking the lump sum, now it allows that money to pass on to your children. So it just depends on what you're looking to do. The longer, obviously, you wait, the higher it will be. But you can also do that with taking advantage of some rollover options and taking advantage of the different plans and the different strategies that are available to you, whether it be a managed money account, portfolio managed, or some index products where your gains lock in each and every year. But then again, that's so important to get a copy of that summary plan description from your employer. That way we can sit down and then run the numbers for you so it makes sense to look at what you want to do.
Christy, if you want to get in right now, 800-477-1135, the number to call. John and the gang will get back to you once the show is over here. Paul is in Evergreen Park, and he says, I have an annuity that I'm very pleased with, but I still have about $200,000 sitting in cash. My advisors have suggested that I put that money into another annuity, but I'm not sure that makes sense to have a second one. What do you think?
Well, Paul, again, I don't know what your total situation is. I'm a firm believer you should be very diversified and not have all your eggs in one basket. That's why it's so important dealing with a fiduciary firm where they have your best interest at heart, not looking for just to pitch a product to you to get a higher commission. Looking at your monthly income need is a first step. You want to see how much money do I need on a monthly basis? What is your risk tolerance? And what is the purpose for that money? Are you looking to pull it out or you need an income from the next couple of years? There's pros and cons to every investment. There's different strategies. You know, there's market risk with variable. There's also fees that are pretty high through those. Are you looking to buy a property in the future? Are you looking to retire out of state? When are you going to need access to the money? So in order to accurately answer that question, you'd almost have to sit down with us to take a look at your overall plan and see if it makes sense. I mean, it might. I don't know. I don't know your current situation. But I definitely would get a second opinion, especially if you're having second thoughts about it, because, again, it's your money and nobody knows your situation better than yourself. So you definitely want to sit down with somebody who has your best interests in mind.
Absolutely, and you certainly be a good choice for that. Gina is in Palos Hills, and she says, I have several stocks that are trading at an all-time high, so I'd like to sell them. However, I think I'd have to pay some big capital gains taxes on them if I sold them now. Should I just pay the taxes and move on so that I can lock in my gains on these stocks?
And again, Gina, everybody's situation is different. We had a gentleman that came in our office last week. He just went through a divorce. He had over $4 million in losses coming out of the divorce that he gets to keep carrying forward. He has got some big issues with taxes coming up. He has got some substantial money sitting in the market. That was his same question to us. How do we take advantage of the market trading right now at its all-time high? Well, one thing by doing that right now, I have no problem with anybody paying taxes on a gain. It's a lot better than having $4 million in losses because nobody likes losing that.
Right.
Because you can only scrub off so much. But the nice thing about for the other gentleman, he's not going to worry about any income tax for many years to come because of all them losses he gets to carry forward. So he's in a great situation for doing conversions, Roth conversions, things like that. Your situation seems to be a little bit different. Right now with the reduction in the taxes to deal with somebody who does understands the tax codes, I always like taking gains off the table because the last thing you want to do is see where you're at today. And then all of a sudden, 3, 4, 5 months ago, if we have a correction in the market, you're like, oh, my God, why didn't I do this? So
Absolutely.
Always take money off the table and never have an issue paying taxes because that means you're making money.
That's a good thing, especially towards retirement. 800-477-1135, the number to call Gina if you want to get in touch with John. No time like the present to just make the call and make the appointment.
Absolutely. So give us a call. We'll sit down. We'll do a complete illustration for you, show you how to take advantage of the living benefits. And again, for any of our listeners, we come in, we do a complete income plan for you. John Heron here, our fiduciary in the office, will do a complete portfolio analysis where he'll sit down and break down your fees and look at what you're doing and see if it's suitable for what your family needs are. We also give away a copy of Coach Pete's 2018 updated 401k survival guide, which takes advantage of all the different choices people have within their 401ks as far as reducing their taxes and the benefits they have in it. And then we also give away a copy of Patrick Kelly's book, The Retirement Miracle, which talks about tax-free income in retirement. And then again, for any of our listeners who come on board, Steve, with $250,000, we provide them with a free will and a power of attorney for finance for healthcare. And for any of our listeners who come on board with $500,000, we provide them with a living trust, so we help them avoid the probate process completely.
Finally, somebody is offering retirees and pre-retirees some common sense and straight talk instead of all that financial double talk and a sales pitch. You really need to just sit down, get a financial roadmap put together, and John Kelly can translate for you that complex financial world into really clear instructions. It's an excellent chance for you to get a true practical financial review. And for anybody listening right now, that number to call is 800-477-1135. And when you do, you're going to receive that comprehensive financial review that shows you where you are right now. But more importantly, it's a roadmap to get you where you need to be. In short, you've got nothing to lose. Call right now, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. John, once again, the show's really flown by. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Hope that you found this information we presented helpful. And we certainly look forward to seeing you again next week with new topics and new questions right here on the Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.